You're listening to Art Beat Radio, a program by Able Arts Work. There once was a girl named Tanya, who was extremely grumpy all the time. Tanya came from Alaska, where she felt like it snowed too frequently and smelled strongly of trees. Every Sunday she had the same routine. She would walk around her town and eat dinner at her favorite restaurant, McDonald's.
Welcome to McDonald's.
She would always get one of her two favorite meals, either a hamburger and french fries or chicken nuggets with a variety of side choices. She would eat these meals quickly and loudly.
Mama, mama.
One Sunday evening, she was enjoying a meal of a hamburger and fries when she started to notice a strange sound coming from outside the restaurant.
Woof.
She stopped her loud chewing and recognized the noise of a dog to be a dog barking. Laughter filled the restaurant as she saw a friendly and feisty puppy standing out in the snow barking. A large smile began to form on her face, which had never happened before. Tanya goes outside and is scared of the puppy. She says the dog is barking.
Dog barking.
She hears a tiny jingling noise and looks down at the dog's name tag to see that his name is Wet. Her smile disappeared and says, "Oh!" She lets out a scream because she realized that she is scared of dogs, but she wasn't sure why. Wet rolls his eyes and begins to walk away from her because he's annoyed by her screaming. He nods toward the forest and begins to walk that way. Tanya decides to follow him. Sticks crunched under their feet and as they walked. While walking, Tanya finds peace at looking at trees, smelling cookies, hearing drums, and feeling happiness. She begins to hear growling that sounds like a wolf. She looks around and notices that there is now a wolf walking with Wet. This scared her, but she kept on following them. The wolf and dog look like they are friends because they were walking together. Tanya continues to follow them. She hears her stomach growl and realizes that she never finished her dinner. "I'm hungry," she thinks. So she looks around and finds a yellow fruit that tastes something like candy.
Oh yeah.
She thinks about turning back and hears drumming coming from the town. It must be the holiday party, she thinks.
It must be holiday party.
Yet she moves away from it, deeper into the forest. She starts to have feelings of herself growing stronger the farther she walks into this forest. The fruit that taste it like candy reminds her of her watching afternoon kids shows on the channel PBS KAKM Alaska 1 while eating candy. She stopped walking and remembered that she once had a twin named Candy who would watch these shows with her. She feels happy and is not sure if this memory is real or not. That could have been a dream, she tells herself as she continues to walk into the forest not far behind the dog and wolf. The weather becomes colder and starts snowing, and she starts to feel happy. Whenever she feels this way, she wants to eat. I wish I had my McDonald's, she thought. She looks down at her watch and realizes that hours have passed. She starts to think, maybe I should really turn back around. She looks up and gasps. She sees a big cottage in the middle of the forest, painted blue. She remembers this from her childhood. I grew up here, she realizes. Her pace quickens and she rushes to the door. She gets to the small door and knocks four times. The door creaks open. And a woman is standing there looking confused. Tanya, it's really you, she says, and they begin to dance together. Tanya, it's really you. This woman was her long-lost twin named Candy. Hi. Candy sees wet and starts to whistle. The wolf runs away. And wet is welcomed inside the house to the kitchen with Tanya. Tanya sits at the kitchen table and is told the story about she became lost during the holidays when she was a baby. On one snowy day, she was sitting in her stroller and was scared by a wolf that jumped out. She didn't know what it was or that he was friendly. So she screamed and rolled away through the forest in her stroller. Whoa. Wet followed her and would growl loudly four times every day to find her. Her family looked for 4 years before deciding that she would be lost forever. The rest of Tanya's family comes to see what is going on and all dance together and sing songs from James Brown together. I feel good. Candy says, I love you. The family decides to celebrate her return by opening gifts that they have kept for her over the years. They watch the movie Toy Story and eat a lunch of oatmeal, rice, and corn off the cob. And they end their happy day by singing the song Auld Lang Syne together.
The end.
The end.
That's the end.
Should all acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgotten and days of all time? For all time, my dear, for all time, will take a shit for all time. We hope you've enjoyed this installment of Heartbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartswork.org. Thank you for listening and tune in next time.